Welcome to the podcast. I am your host with the most, Steven Sisko, and I am joined by co-host Aiden Brown, the big dude, also known as Aiden Brown, also known as Brown Aiden.
Hello, everyone. I am your co-host, Aiden Brown, also known as Aiden Brown, the big dude, also known as Aiden Brown TVD, also known as Aiden Brown. We got a few things to talk about today. Would you like to say what they are?
I had Chinese food.
How was that?
It was pretty good. I ate like sushi, and then I had teriyaki, and then I had some noodles. I was gonna have an Arizona, but then I decided to have this water. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So what were you saying?
I was actually gonna say something that was kind of like what you said. Like I didn't have Chinese food. I just have Wendy's for dinner. Like the Baconator. It's very good.
I can always eat that Baconator, but after I eat it, I'm like, what did I just eat?
That's not how it is for me. I pretty much like the big stuff. But sometimes I do feel like that I can't really eat it all. Like eat all of it, but this one I'm pretty much able to eat it all.
So. Anyways, so let's segue into our conversation, Aiden. So, what did you have planned for us today?
Well, we talked about, before this recording, we talked about talking about the new song I have coming out this Friday. For those that do not know, I have a new song coming out this Friday on all platforms. It is called Charlie Brown. And I've been promoting the heck out of it pretty much ever since it got approved by my distributor. And I'm going to continue doing that until the song comes out.
He's been posting it every single day on his Snapchat story, and that's all I see when I click on his name.
I do. I have been doing that, yes. I've been pretty much like promoting it, like pretty much in different ways. Like, I do TikToks about it. Well, I've done a few of them, and some of them were just a typical kind of social media promotion kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like I have like an ad that was sent to me by someone who made the cover art as well.
They sent you an ad of your song?
Yeah, like I'm sure you saw it. Just like the Charlie Brown Charlie Brown January 28th pre-save now or something like that.
Yeah,
like that was by the same person that made my cover art. And I'm sure you know who that is.
I do. Yes. I'm good friends with her sister.
I am very good friends with her. So basically what actually happened was I reached out to her. Well, technically she actually asked me first. I was recording that song and she asked me, "Hey, if you need cover art for that, and if you need cover art for that, I got you," or something like that. And I wanted the cover art to have like a similar kind of style to the Peanuts comic strip or something like that.
Why that comic in particular?
I don't know. I guess it's just because I wanted to like kind of represent what it actually talks about, or something like that.
Interesting.
I kind of thought it was like a unique kind of style for the song. It is called Charlie Brown, after all.
That it is.
So, and basically what she did was she did like a sketch of, I guess, me and maybe she like looked up Charlie Brown's face or something and just incorporated it into a way where I'm like an actual Peanuts character.
So are you Charlie Brown in like the sense that your last name is Brown and if you switch Aiden for Charlie you get Charlie Brown?
That's not really why I called it that. I just called it Charlie Brown because I feel like that we are kind of similar in some way, and I kind of explained that in the song.
Do you have a beagle named Snoopy who flies in a flying doghouse?
I wish I had one, but I do not, unfortunately. So,
but whenever I talk to my dad on the phone, I always talk in like the wah 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 wah, like the teacher voice.
I actually kind of touched on that a little bit of the of my new song.
You're telling me there's a verse in your song where you go wah 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 wah?
Not exactly. But I do have a line that that basically talks about something that could be similar to that in some sense.
Interesting.
Pretty much the song kind of like talks a little bit about my childhood, and it kind of compares to Charlie Brown's livelihood or something like that.
Okay.
So.
Well, I want to see this image of this song, because I obviously have been blasted by your Snapchat and I completely forget what it looks like.
I post about it every day. Well, not like the cover art, but I do post about Charlie Brown anyway. Wait, not this. I don't want. But here it is. Come on.
You have Gary's mod?
Yeah, I do. But I can't get it to work on my computer.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, but anyway, this is the cover art.
Interesting. I like it.
It's really cool. I really like how she made this in this kind of style. I've seen her do like art that is basically cartoonish.
Like, for those who don't know, she did the artwork for the late night show.
Yes, she did. She in fact did the late night show with Steve Sisko cover. I think you originally, I think at least based on what she told me, she made it into like a YouTube kind of thumbnail thing, but then this was like for like a Spotify app or Apple Podcast kind of exclusive thing.
Yeah, so originally we were gonna do like a YouTube channel version of it, and we were gonna use that for the thumbnail. But Anchor wanted a sized down version of the thumbnail, so I had to make it like cropped out of my face. Not saying that the drawing she did of me was bad or anything. It's actually really cool with my cat.
I really do admire that, because when I first saw it, I thought she really did a good job on it, and but anyway,
she drew my face like really well, and I hate drawing faces. Like, as someone who drew, like during high school, after high school. I haven't drawn anything since, so.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to get back into drawing, but it's like sort of a love-hate relationship.
I got you. For me, I'm not really an artist myself, so I don't really know much about it, but I have tried drawing, I think, back when I was like in.
St. Rose.
I don't even know. Yes. And I think it was like my teacher at the time just they gave us mirrors and we had to do like a sketch of her face or something like that.
Yeah, they did that for us in our high school.
what level art were you in right at the time?
I was in like, they did it in a weird way. So after I did Art Experience 2, they didn't have an Art Experience 3, so they put me in a jewelry class.
Jewelry.
But they did art in the jewelry class.
That sounds like a class that you would be making, well, obviously jewelry, because it is literally called jewelry class, right? So...
I made my props for my Comic-Con costume in that class, including my shotgun.
Interesting.
I still find it funny to this day that I never got in trouble for doing that, and I carry that with me on the bus every day.
did you like make that kind of thing for Comic-Con for last year, or?
Yeah. And it's like a full-size gun that's like this big.
Like a shotgun kind of thing?
Yeah, it's huge. Let me see if I have a photo of it, because it's actually huge.
Yeah, I kind of want to see it.
It's on my Reddit. Hold on.
Oh, I feel like if I were to make a prop for Comic-Con, I would, if I had like an idea of a prop for, I would not do good on it, I don't think, because I can't really incorporate stuff.
This is my Panera wall scroll I've acquired from working at Panera.
I've been to Panera like a few times. I think the first time I went, like I tried a sandwich and I didn't really like it, so basically I just had a bagel instead. So
okay, so this was me in shorts.
RPD.
But this is this literal like shotgun that's like huge. Hold on.
Oh my.
Look at this.
Yo. Yo, what the heck?
And I turned it into a weapon of mass destruction.
Damn, bro, you're really killing people. I'm joking, but anyway.
This was my fake blood. Hold on, it's loading right now. It's not like. There you go. Like that's fake blood right there.
It looks like ketchup. A little bit.
Not when I put it on there, it doesn't.
No. Well, to me, when I look at it, it looks like ketchup.
So this was the beach shorts version, and then this was and then I have this was the full costume.
So what is, you were like a some kind of like police officer or something, like what's the R stand for?
It's a Raccoon City Police Department. It's all Resident Evil stuff.
That kind of reminds me of that one time we went to what's it called, AMC, to watch the new Resident Evil movie, like the Welcome to Raccoon City.
Well, you saw that movie after like not playing any of the games, so
yeah, that is true.
You were a little confused.
I kind of was. That is probably part of why I didn't really like it that much, but
yeah. So this is the character. I don't know what this photo is, but
so.
But yeah, I got like almost like 2,000 upvotes on Reddit for these photos.
You're famous.
And this was all hand built. Like I made this costume from stuff I ordered on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to like put that all together?
In total, probably almost 8 months.
Really?
Yeah, I started in February of last year, and Comic-Con was in October.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I'm actually starting on my new costume for Comic-Con this year, but it's pretty much the same character, so I'm just going to use the same props and just get a different costume.
Did you have anyone help you with that?
Shotgun? You know, no. I made it myself.
I mean like the costume itself.
No, I did it all by myself.
Oh wow.
In my art class.
That is pretty impressive.
Or should I say jewelry class?
But either way, I found that kind of impressive. Like, it seems like a costume that would be done with more than one person. I was, at least from my perspective.
Well, I mean, I borrowed some supplies, but other than that, that's really it. But again, I made this during COVID too.
Like beginning of COVID or?
From like February of last year, COVID started in 2020.
Like, I think COVID started like I guess becoming a pandemic, like on March 13th or something. Well, maybe it was like a 2 days before that, but it was to the point where places had to close, like, including school, and
My college requires vaccinations.
as they should.
Like, if you're not vaccinated, you can't register for classes.
I might have that. I might have to go through that exact same, exact. Sorry, exact same thing. In September of this year, because I'll be going to your school.
You've already decided?
Yeah, but I haven't signed up for any of my classes yet.
That's
So.
cool. When you decide to go to when you graduate from your high school, we should do the podcast in person.
We definitely should, because I heard that Brookdale has like, at least from what you told me, like they have like a whole like studio set up for like podcast recordings and shit.
Yeah, it's a radio broadcasting podcast club. It's pretty cool. I personally haven't done anything with it because I tried doing the radio, and that's a story for another time. But it was really difficult and hard to figure out. I just ended up playing the same song like six times over and over. And on the radio, you're only allowed to play the same song three times.
And you played it like six times.
Yeah.
I'm actually, well, if I do decide to do that radio kind of stuff, I definitely would I would like to try it out. Well,
But the podcasting room, it's like a recording booth. But it's cool. It's got like a Mac desk or desktop, some comfy chairs, and then like a couple signed posters.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I would definitely like to try it out and see if it's something that, I'll be comfortable with, and because right now we don't really have like a whole lot of equipment to make a podcast, but we have I would say that we have like a basic kind of setup for that.
Discord.
Yeah, that's Discord and microphones. Right now I do not have my headphones. I left them at my dad's.
Me and Alex actually got back together for the first time in person on, what was it? On
Knocking Saturday.
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 And Devin was here the week before, pretty much. Okay, sorry, Nintendo. We were hacking my Wii. But we were pretty much like making copies of our GameCube games so we could play it on the Wii.
Nice.
Eventually, we want to have you over and we're gonna play Smash Bros.
I would definitely like to do that. Was it like Smash Bros. Melee or something?
Yeah. The only problem is that Melee is like extremely expensive, and I don't want to pay $150 to buy a single game.
That sounds like something. That sounds like someone on eBay sold it for that much money.
They are selling it for that much money.
Really?
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, man. Guess I'm actually kind of curious.
Hold on.
I can guarantee you, I would not buy eBay stuff, even if it sounds cheap. I mean, if it looks cheap to me and stuff like that, because I don't know, I much rather buy something that is from like a place that isn't sold by someone that is that it sells very small products for that much money. I mean, there is some small products that are very expensive, don't get me wrong, but I'd much rather buy a cheap product that is.
These are the sealed copies of Smash Melee.
Oh, wow. Wait, one of them is $2,500?
Uh-huh.
What the heck?
These are sealed copies.
That is freaking crazy, man.
But, like, I mean, they have opened copies, but, like, some of them, without even the case, is $60 by itself.
Wow, man. Well, I hope these people are making a whole lot of money off of that.
Because they know it's hard to find. Me and Alex have been trying to search and find that game and what was the other one we've been trying to find? We've been trying to find Super Mario Sunshine and Animal Crossing. And those games are like extremely hard to find.
Wait, for Super, since you mentioned about Super Mario Sunshine, do you still have 3D All-Stars?
I don't remember if I told you, but my Switch got stolen.
Oh yeah, I do remember you telling me about that.
with 3D All-Stars in it.
Oh my.
which is the biggest rip there. Yeah.
So then I guess you can't play Super Mario Sunshine on the Switch.
I mean, what we're trying to do is we homebrewed the Wii, and we're pretty much just gonna, like, ROM hack Melee and Smash onto it. Unless we can get both games from a subscriber or a watcher. I mean, I'm talking with a couple people on Snapchat, but, like, one of them tested positive for COVID. I'm like, okay, so we'll wait, like, a couple weeks until you're negative. And then I'm like...
That's crazy, man.
And I'm like, I really want Smash. And my friend's like, sorry, I don't have a license. And I'm like,
Nintendo should make like a GameCube kind of emulator thing like they did with the
I have been begging Nintendo to do that.
Yeah, I would like to see that happen, but I don't even know if it's going to.
They keep going around doing it. They're like, we'll put Nintendo 64 games on Switch, but we won't put GameCube games. Like, no one wants to play the Nintendo 64. Everybody wants to play the GameCube. Just skip the 64.
I want to play Mario Kart Double Dash again.
That's the best Mario Kart.
It's a very good game. The last time I played it was like years ago when I was at a children's hospital because my sister was recovering from heart surgery, and
did you ever have a GameCube?
No, I never had one, but the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. That's where I got my wisdom teeth pulled, and that's where my sister got heart surgery from. And
I actually got my GameCube from Antonio. He gave me his GameCube.
Kudos to him.
Yeah. He told me, he's like, the GameCube's been sitting in my closet for like 10 years. If you want it, you can have it. I'm like, okay.
So I guess now you're able to play GameCube games from that particular...
I am.
You know.
me and Alex, we bought a couple wireless GameCube controllers. Because the problem with having a GameCube is you have to have the wired controllers. And they can get tangled. And it's also, some of them are really short.
But, well, I mean, sorry, what were you going to say?
And, like, some of them are really short, so it's hard to reach the couch if you're sitting far away.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. Well, I mean, the GameCube is, like, a early 2000s, maybe late 90s console.
I know. I mean, my dad makes fun of me that I'm, like, we're going crazy over the GameCube. He's like, why are you buying GameCube games? Isn't that system like 22 years old? And I'm like, yeah, what if it is?
Well, hopefully if Nintendo does decide to make a Nintendo GameCube online software thing, I would definitely watch that.
I wouldn't even be able to play it because I don't have a Switch.
Well, hopefully, if you do decide to get a new Switch or something,
they should make like a GameCube Mini.
GameCube, like the NES Classic thing.
Yeah, make like a GameCube Classic or N64 Classic.
I don't know. I highly doubt that Nintendo is going to do that because they're pretty much just focusing on Switch games.
They don't care about the fans. They're like, we'll just give you, what is it? Don't they charge like for Nintendo Online? It's like $60 a month.
I think it's like, well, I'm not sure if it's really $60 a year or the expansion pack for Nintendo Switch Online is like $50, and I want to play those N64 games, like some of the classic ones, like Mario Kart 64 and Super Mario 64. But it's just so expensive. And
trust me, well, Aiden, I would honestly play Double Dash over playing Super Mario Kart on the SNES Classic.
Super Mario Kart is so shitty in terms of controls.
It hurts my eyes just watching it.
It's so freaking crazy, man. I played that for the Nintendo, like the original Nintendo Switch Online membership, and I cannot control it. Like, it's just like anytime you're like turning, you're guaranteed to like go off road.
It's every really time. Bad. Yeah. Well, anyways, I feel like we've been talking about the GameCube for too long, and we haven't had a chance to listen to your song.
Well, we should definitely listen to Charlie Brown by Aiden Brown, the big dude.
And then I think we should wrap the podcast up because we're almost at 32 minutes.
Well, before we actually play the song, for those listening to this podcast, this recording will go up on the day of the song on the day the song releases. This it will be this Friday when this podcast goes up. But either way, I will play the song once I get my
This song is available on all platforms, you said?
Yes.
Can I find you on SoundCloud?
Yes.
Can I find you on Napster?
Yes.
You actually have a Napster account?
Yes, I do. I have. If you literally just search up my name, there's like a bunch of streaming services and digital stores that you can find my music on.
Are you on Deezer?
Yes. I am on Deezer, I am on SoundCloud, I am on Amazon, I am on Spotify, I am on Apple Music, I'm on iTunes, I'm
on Deezer. Can I download you on my iPod?
If you want, yeah. But either way, we should listen to the song. I will try to get it up and running here. If I can find it. There we go. It is right here. Alright, everyone, this is my new song, Charlie Brown.
Pull away the football, I hurt myself like Charlie Brown, but we are something else. I will tell you who we are in two parts. None of them will break your hearts. This is all about when I was yay big. There were some points where I couldn't even say shit. That is who I was ever since I made it. I'm sure the Peanuts is every kid's favorite. I got a story on me I'm about to show you. I was born on the date of November 8th, 02. Family of five, I'm a middle child. It's been years and years. How wild, while growing up, I have fights with my sister. Linus and Lucy pretending to be resistors. We also played a lot, so it's not all bad. That's what made us who we are. I said I saw that. We don't always get along, but we try to work it. I had time lost for my fuck-ups. My parents try to search it, cause I can't be like that in the way future. I now listen to Harlow, he is out here getting cuter. I am very close to my younger sibling. Now you're my supporter, which got me giggling, cause we care about each other. I'm not even kidding, if I wasn't kidding about that, we would be forbidden. Every day we talk, once in a while we get a shock. Lock the lock, no anger out of a sock. I get help and they get help, just like a teacher. Even when I was young, I acted like a preacher. We be around for each other, including my father and mother. I'm the first and last brother, all the family no cutters. Getting it undercover, seeing the true colors. I cannot wait to get older to see what I discover. Pull away the football, I hurt myself like Charlie Brown, but we are something else. I will tell you who we are in two parts. None of them will break your hearts. This is all about when I was yay big. There were some points where I couldn't even say shit. That is who I was ever since I made it. I'm sure the Peanuts is every kid's favorite.
Me and Charlie Brown have similar personalities. We also have similar lives. I grew up watching the Peanuts. I loved it and still love it today. I think we are similar characteristically.
Me and Charlie Brown, I see us as determined. If you watched that show before, you will see that it confirmed. And I can be happy when something comes up. I can be sad, that's concerning. I get sensitive sometimes, but I am reassuring. I didn't understand a lot when my parents talked to me. Sounded like they mumble words a lot to me. Like the unseen people in the Peanuts that try to walk with me and carry me around so I don't fall on my knees. I had shit I wanted that didn't go in my direction, cause I gave it a command that would've been my perfection. Kinda like when Charlie and his friends went to a library.
Snoopy made a lot of noise and got kicked out fairly.
Anytime I wanted a thing done, no one would listen. And I would get upset and throw tantrums like I was missing. But I'll stop that shit and go fishing. I'll catch what's out there and bring it closer to my vision. I hold hands, you can call me a sly dog. Turn the lights off, demons of a fight off. If I was allowed to, I would take the night off. Cause there are points where I think life's gone or the end of the world, cause that's how I felt. Like what I've been told is that I need to get myself by. Friends and family, they go left and right. Charlie Brown, Lucy, Sally, everyone's the best, right? Yes, indeed we are, we have the best life. But different friends and families are less like us. So, wish us all luck. We will always and always will give a fuck.
Shout out Carl Parks and Zappy, Arian and Ryan, bro. Also Ava Venezia, Morgan Crowley, Lauren Gunther, and Squiddy. TBD the Big Dude 2, the best out of New Jersey, coming soon.
I really hope you enjoyed that song, people, including you, Steve. And
oh, it was a great song. 10 out of 10.
It will be on streaming services pretty much like 12 a.m.
I'm gonna have my iPod turned on and I'm gonna download it as soon as it launches on the iPod Apple Music Store.
I wish I could do like a pre-save thing for Apple Music. I mean, I know how to do it for Spotify, and I don't even know how to do it with Apple Music.
Anyways, before we end the podcast, I want to ask you this one question.
Yeah, what's up?
When are you going to release the Sitting on a Hot Dog lo-fi version?
I do not know. I actually have not even planned out when I was going to release that song.
you should. Everybody I know is telling me that you should tell Aiden to upload it.
I definitely should. But I'm not sure if I'm going to do a whole lot of promotion on it, because it is basically a song that I've released before, but it's just a different version of it that I'm going to be releasing.
Me and Devin, we made a joke. I don't know if you've seen it, but I'll show it to you before we end the recording. But basically, we made a joke where we're like, what if we tell Aiden to... Here, hold on. Basically, the thumbnail for you're sitting on a hot dog lo-fi version is a like a printed picture of your face on a CRT TV that isn't turned on with the hot dog sitting in front of the TV.
Wait, show me it. I want to see it. That sounds freaking amazing.
It really was. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
I'm actually kind of nervous to see it. Because I don't know what I'm going to be seeing. Obviously, but... But either way, I would like to see it. I feel like if I were to put out Sitting on a Hot Dog the lo-fi one, I'm not sure if I just do it like a SoundCloud exclusive thing or if I just put it on streaming services, because right now I'm trying to like focus on new music, and pretty much like with every new music I make, I put on streaming services, and it does take a while for those songs to get approved. At least from the distributor I use.
Uh-huh.
And this is a song that I've already put out, the original one. I feel like I should not really wait for my distributor to approve it if I were to get that out there. I might just do it as like a YouTube or SoundCloud kind of exclusive. I don't know. But,
let me see if I can find it. I know it's some part.
I can kind of imagine what it actually looks like. But my expectations might change.
It's during the part where we play your Sitting on a Hot Dog song. Hold on.
I forgot to send you that snap. I'll be just saying I am dead. Gotta turn that up a little bit. There's that thing you get.
It's during this we cut it out, and we were talking. We're like, what if Devin? By the way, this is the thumbnail we chose to use for that video of Devin homebrewing my Wii. This is Devin's face.
I got you. What the heck? You're literally just looking at his freaking laptop and just that.
Do you know that meme of like the kid hacking his computer?
No, actually, I do not. What is it? I have never heard of it. Is it dead now, or is it just like a recent? The meme.
This kid, hold on.
Oh my god. It's like it looks like the freaking Matrix in the.
Let's see the side by side comparison. Hold on.
And that looks like a freaking children's pretend laptop kind of thing. Oh my. Wait, so Devin was trying to reenact that the guy doing that?
He was, yeah.
That's funny. But either way, where is the
I can't find it. It's on my laptop. I'll have to send it to you. But it's really funny.
I hope I laugh at it because it seems like a thing that I would be laughing at.
But really? Before we end the recording, I have one more thing I want to show you, and then we'll end it.
Right.
I always say that, and then the podcast drags on for 60 minutes.
And how long have we been recording?
Wait, 41 minutes.
Oh wow. that is quite a bit. Anyway, let's see what we have here.
Welcome back. We played. Alex and I played Shadow the Hedgehog on the GameCube for the channel, and it is a game where Shadow the Hedgehog, a character affiliated with Sonic and Sega, uses guns.
What?
This is an E game.
I gotta see this.
Let it happen. Let it happen. Let it happen.
He's got that chopper.
Let it happen. He's running. He's running an X-Men. Ah! He punched my eye.
Yo, what the heck?
Watch the cutscene. It's so shitty. Just watch it. It's just so bad. Just look at it.
It's like the opening scene to Resident Evil 3.
This is better than the Resident Evil 3 intro.
Fuck you for making me watch this.
No, this came out in 2005.
Chili Ox.
It does seem like an old game.
What are you doing anymore?
Wait, I didn't know that Shadow could teleport.
Server over, he's full of crew.
Ew, get your foot away from my face!
Shadow's going Super Saiyan.
So, every second you didn't, like, skip over this cutscene would play, and there's no way you could skip it. And I was basically fighting Alex to shut off the GameCube so we didn't have to watch this over. The same cutscene played about 8 different times, and Alex just wouldn't let me shut it off.
How long is the cutscene? Is it like a minute or something?
It's like 3 minutes.
Really?
Bill Clinton, Satan.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing. I guess it's because this was a game. This is a GameCube game. There's like no.
It kills Sonic.
I died because.
I thought Shadow and
Okay.
Sonic are brothers.
Well, he's So he's like Batman.
Okay, guys, like that's gonna do it for us.
They should not be killing each other.
Kicking me. Stop it!
I don't want to.
We're ending the recording.
This is so bitch.
That's gonna do it for us. Alex, look what you did! I'm trying to end the recordings! You're gonna break your tongue.
Because to load this gun.
Wait, so. Wait, so Alex was just playing this freaking.
Do we have to watch
cutscene over and over and over again?
He wouldn't let me skip it.
That's just freaking weird, man. I'm assuming this is like the opening scene or something.
This is the opening cutscene.
Stop!
Stop! Oh, man. You're like, Alex, stop! I want to end this.
He was like, we were fighting each other over shutting the GameCube off. He was like punching me in the face.
Get out of your feet.
He had my foot in my face.
That's brutal, man. Do you think it'll go off on YouTube?
Oh, it's going up on YouTube.
I wanna see this in full.
You're acting like a child. Because we're fucking
Listen, this game deserves credit.
You don't get to wear those 200 pieces.
Sonic is dead.
It's gonna play it a third time. Okay.
No, wait, no, play it again. I wanna see it.
No. Okay.
Play it again.
That's gonna do it for us, guys. Have a good night.
No, wait, hold on.
Alex, I can't.
Wait, hold on.
I can't! No! Have a good night, guys! It was just about to play again, and then I had to end the recording. It was nearly seconds from playing again.
I'm like, nah, I'm just going to extend the recording. Something like that. That's funny. But either way, is there anything else that you would like to say before we end this?
Not really. Is there anything you want to say?
People listening to this, you should listen to my song, because it is out now. You can listen to it on any platform, pretty much.
Even so. iPod, Apple Music, and Weezer.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Deezer.
Yes, Weezer, Steve.
Listen to it on Weezer.
Yes. But either way,
one of these days I'm gonna hear your music in like an elevator, and I'm gonna try to Shazam it, and then I'm gonna find out that it's sitting on a hot dog lo-fi version.
If that does end up happening, you should try that. But either way, I guess just to end it off, thank you all for listening to the Late Night Show with Steven Sisko, episode 5, I think, because the last one was on Christmas Eve. At least when we recorded it.
Has it really been a month since our last recording?
I think so.
Today, a month ago, was Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I mean, it is the 24th today, right? So.
Yeah. My birthday is in 2 days.
Oh, yes. You're gonna be 19 like I am.
Yes.
That's crazy, man. But either way, thank you all for tuning in, and we'll hope to see you on the next episode, whenever that will be.
Farewell.
See ya.
They can't see you, Aiden.
You will listen to my voice once again on a future episode. Either way, peace.
Goodbye. Farewell.